Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Since the Roman persecutions, Christianity has become the most persecuted faith in the world, with some say 300 being martyred each day or one every 5 minutes, mostly in communist and Islamic countries. The world right now is looking in the direction of China as the 2022 Winter Olympics are taking place. Much controversy surrounds the choice of Beijing for the Olympics, and some are calling it the Genocide Games because of the communist government's human rights abuses, including the persecution of Christians. My guest today is Todd Nettleton. He's the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for the Voice of the Martyrs USA and host of the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. He serves as a voice for persecuted Christians, inspiring Christians with the faithfulness of Christ followers in more than 70 nations where they face persecution for wearing his name. During more than 20 years serving Voice of the Martyrs, Todd has traveled the world and conducted face-to-face interviews with hundreds of Christians who have endured persecution in more than 30 nations. Thanks, Todd, for being with us.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
As we're looking at China, and I'm not watching the, and I think there are a lot of Americans not watching the Olympics because of China's history and, you know, it's happening today also. What is it like being a Christian in China?
Well, for our Christian brothers and sisters in China, every day is an adventure. I think, to put it mildly, they face arrest. They face having their church buildings torn down. Any gathering for religious purposes that is not approved by the communist government is illegal, and anyone involved in such a meeting can face penalties. Now, those penalties might be, having your kids kicked out of school, might be losing your home. But it might be ending up in prison. Pastor Wang Yi, who started an unregistered church in China, is now serving 9 years in prison for the crime of leading that church. So it is a place of intense persecution for our Christian brothers and sisters.
And that's hard for us to comprehend here in the U.S. You know, we're complaining about, we say we're persecuted, but in reality, we are not. When we compare our lives to those Christians in foreign nations, in nations like China, it's hard for us to wrap our heads around the fact that the government would come in and tear your church down and, you know, break the doors open and drag everyone out and then tear the church down. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around that. So I would guess that there's not a whole lot of access to Bibles in China.
You know, it's a challenging thing to get Bibles in China, and that's part of the reason Voice of the Martyrs for years has been delivering Bibles to our Christian brothers and sisters. In the last several years, we've delivered Bibles in every province, in every part of China, but the Chinese government is making that more difficult. They have instituted really a surveillance state with thousands and thousands and thousands of cameras connected to facial recognition software. I've been told their goal is to be able to locate and identify anybody on Chinese soil in 3 seconds. When you talk about trying to do a secret church gathering or trying to deliver Bibles that are illegal, it has become much more difficult to do so in China. But our brothers and sisters continue to need God's word, and we continue to find workers who are willing to pay the price to deliver it.
Even through this persecution, that there are faithful Christians still sharing the gospel, even in places like China. Now, you mentioned that there's an approved church in China. What's that all about?
There is. The Three Self Patriotic Movement is the approved Protestant denomination in China. They come under the authority of the communist government. The government says where they can meet. You can only meet in an approved location. You can only have that meeting led by someone who's been approved by the government to lead religious gatherings. But, you know, we used to talk about the fact that they didn't persecute registered churches. They didn't persecute the TSPM churches. That is really no longer the case. In the last couple of years, we have seen even the Three Self churches are being persecuted by the government. Even pastors of a Three Self church that don't toe the Communist Party line as tightly as the government would like, they find themselves in trouble. In fact, they can find themselves in prison. So it's no longer true to say, you know, the unregistered church is the church that's persecuted and the registered church, the Three Self Church, is not persecuted. Today, any Christian is persecuted in China. Any Christian is subject to that. But the Three Self Churches do have that government registration. In theory, they have the government approval to do what they do.
But they're still being persecuted. So in the long run, it advantaged them for a number of years to be, quote unquote, a registered church. And, you know, you've gone through the steps to be approved by the Chinese communist government. But in the long run, the Chinese communist government is trying to stamp out all Christianity, even impacted the quote unquote registered church.
Absolutely. And the issue for the Communist Party and the communist government is the issue of control.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up every morning and the first thought on your mind is, how can I be a good communist today? How can I serve the party today? That's what they want. If you have heard the gospel and you wake up every morning and say, how can I glorify God today? The Chinese Communist Party sees you as a direct threat. You're not trying to help the party. You're trying to serve God. Mm. That's not what we want. And so they see the unregistered church as a threat to their control, but they also see the registered church. If too many people get Bibles or hear the gospel or get too wrapped up in the church, they see that as a threat, even if the church is registered. So the issue is always control and controlling the hearts and minds of China's people.
China touts itself as, you know, as being an open and free society, yet they openly oppress and restrict religious minorities and in some cases place them in re-education camps. Isn't that slightly hypocritical?
Just slightly, yes. So, you know, and it's interesting even to see during this Olympic season how, you know, China wants this to be a public relations mm-hmm. games.
Right.
They want this to be a time where the whole world looks on and says, wow, look at how advanced China is. Look at the beautiful buildings. Look at the great stadiums. Look at the Great Wall of China, how beautiful that is. They don't want you to talk about Pastor Wang Yi serving mm-hmm. 9 years in prison. They don't want you to talk about a million plus Uyghurs, mostly Muslims, but some Christian Uyghurs as well, serving in concentration camps in Western China, incarcerated there. They don't want you to talk about Tibetan Buddhists being persecuted. They want this to be a carefully scripted PR games. And it's interesting to see, and it will be interesting in the weeks after the games to see what stories come out about how hard they worked. I had a conversation with Bob Fu, who is the president of the China Aid Association. He was on our Voice of the Martyrs radio program the weekend the games started.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, even in the weeks leading up to the games, human rights campaigners, Christians, others had been dispatched out of Beijing.
Okay.
Some had been sort of sent on forced vacation. Some of them had been detained. But the government was already making sure, hey, we're going to have a lot of media in Beijing. Let's get all these people we don't want the media to talk to. Let's make sure they're not in Beijing during that time.
So no protest, no
indication. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All the messages.
And they even warned the visiting athletes, we will not have protest. If you do that, you will be subject to Chinese law, which Chinese law says you could go to jail for a long time mm-hmm. for saying anything bad about the government. So yeah, this absolutely is a scripted and controlled PR campaign, maybe even more than it is in Olympic Games.
Being in China, I would think it's going to be very restrictive, and the Chinese government will closely monitor every single one of those Olympian athletes there. I understand that there was a Danish Olympian who took a picture of, I think it was rainwater going down her wall in her room, and she posted that on social media, and the Chinese government made her remove that from social media. It's my understanding. But anyway,
wow.
Yeah, they're very, very, very controlling, because I should say in control. And as we look at the worldwide issue with COVID and stuff, control is a big word. But when you look specifically at Chinese communist government, that's the way the Chinese people as a whole live. They live under the thumb of the Chinese communist government, and Christians being a major target there. So what is it, how is it that Voice of the Martyrs is going about and helping the Chinese Christians, especially during this time?
Well, what we're doing during, specifically during the Olympic Games, is asking Christians around the world, to pray specifically for Chinese Christians during the Olympics. Now, I know some like you are saying, hey, we're not going to watch any of the Olympics. We don't want to do anything that's going to support China. There's others that are saying, hey, you know, there's an athlete from my hometown that's there. I'm going to watch. I want to see that. What we hope is, whichever way you decide as far as watching yourself, that when you see the news reports, when you see the updates, if you're watching the games, all of those things serve as a reminder each day during the games. I have family members in China. I have brothers and sisters who are there. I'm going to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've had more than 20,000 people in 153 countries that have said, yes, I'm going to pray for China's Christians during the Olympics. So it is going to be a time of prayer for brothers and sisters in China.
And it cannot end on the last day of the Olympics. This is something we need to do, not just for the Chinese Christians, but for the persecuted church around the world. Because I believe you've said in the past that the one thing the persecuted Christians ask for when they're, you know, when they're asked, what is it that you want? Their response is prayer.
Yeah, the first thing that they ask for every time we ask that question, how can we help you? What can we do for you? The first thing they say is pray for us.
Yeah. And so many here in the U.S. have forgotten the power of prayer. And we need to be reminded of that, that there is still power in prayer. We still serve the same God. We'll never change. And he's still as powerful now as he was during Jesus' time.
Amen.
Anything specific we should pray for the Chinese Christians, just that they would be able to worship more freely, or anything specific we should pray for them?
Absolutely. Let me point people to a website, PrayForChina2022.com. PrayForChina2022.com. We actually have some ways to pray specifically listed on the website. That's also a place where people can sort of raise their hand and say, yes, I'm going to join in this worldwide prayer campaign. But we're asking people to pray for Christians, especially pastors and church leaders in China, to stay true to biblical truth in the face of so much pressure and persecution and like I say, just crushing pressure from the government. Mm-hmm. Pray that they will stand strong in their faith. Another thing that's close to my heart is praying for those who are in prison. We've mentioned Pastor Wang Yi. There are other pastors in prison in China as well. Praying for their sustenance, praying, you know, I think even praying that they'll get enough to eat today. That's not a guarantee in a Chinese prison. So pray that they'll have enough to eat today. Pray that God will be close to them. Pray that they'll sense his presence. Those are a couple of ways that you can pray. But like I say, there's more on that website, PrayForChina2022.com.
Okay, fantastic. And I encourage our listeners to go there. Not enough to eat. I mean, think of the protests we have in American prisons because they don't get their, you know, favorite meal or something. And you're talking about Chinese prisoners may not even have anything to eat today. It's something that the prisoners here in the U.S. don't have to worry about. They will be fed, no doubt about that. Now, as we're looking at the Chinese Christians and persecuted Christians worldwide, I know that you guys just, I think it was last fall, came out with a Sabina movie. Can you give us a little bit of information about that? Yeah, what's the take on that?
We do, and in fact, the first weekend in March, it is going to be available for streaming. You can find out more at persecution.com. It'll be free. You just have to register ahead of time. You'll get an email that weekend telling you how to stream the film. This is a feature film telling the early part of the story of Richard and Sabina Wernbrand, the founders of the Voice of the Martyrs. In this film, when we meet them, they're not even believers. They were both born into Jewish families in Romania. And so we see them by the time we meet them in the film, they really had kind of left Judaism behind. They really were just seeking pleasure. They just wanted to do what was fun and what was cool. And you see how they met Jesus Christ and how he just radically transformed their lives. And then you see the early days of their persecution. We talk a lot about their persecution under the communists, which is kind of where Richard spent 14 years in prison, Sabina 3 years. This film shows, though, that they were persecuted even under the Nazis. Before the communists came into Romania, the Nazis controlled the country, and Richard and Sabina were persecuted by them first before the communists came. So it is a great film. It is very, very well done. It was filmed on location in Romania, so they're the places you see. Some of them are, in fact, the places where the story took place. One of the great scenes in the film shows Richard being baptized.
Oh, wow.
And it was filmed in the chapel where he was baptized. And just an amazing story of how God opened that door. But again, it's something that's going to be available for people and especially for churches. Maybe your Bible study group, maybe your Sunday school class wants to get together and watch the film. The first weekend in March, you can do that for free. It'll be streaming. And you can find the information about that at persecution.com.
Yeah, I'm registered. I'm looking forward to it. I watched Torture for Christ.
Uh-huh.
Took a group from church up to Erie. That was the closest place it was shown. It's like, wow. Again, we Christians here in America don't understand persecution. We really don't. Stories of Richard Wurmbrand and what he went through under the communist regime. And I'm looking forward to watching Sabina get some of the background on you know, who they were and what they went through. We just don't understand. And we, you know, we look at when we look at persecuted Christians, where I know you have a map. So where are the most the countries where the persecution takes place the most? What parts of the world, anyway?
You know, there's more than 70 countries, and I think if you think about the number of persecuted Christians, you have to talk about China as one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Just because there's such a significant number of Christians there. The others, though, that I would point to as kind of the worst persecutors, one would be North Korea. I often say North Korea is a prison camp disguised as a country. Mm. Everybody there is persecuted, but Christians are singled out for the very worst treatment. So you have to talk about North Korea. I think you have to talk about Afghanistan with the Taliban takeover there.
Oh, yeah.
But also you have to remember that typically in Afghanistan, the first line of persecution is not the government or the Taliban or whoever's in charge. It's your own family members.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's your dad. It's your big brother. So that hasn't changed just because the Taliban is now in control of the country. Another country I would point to directly is Iran. Iran is the home of the fastest growing church in the world, but it is also a place where Christians are heavily persecuted. And again, part of that is just because so many Iranians have come to follow Christ, that there are much more potential targets mm-hmm. for persecution. Mm-hmm. If you look another part of the world, one is India. We see the Hindu nationalist government there heavily persecuting Christians. If you look in Africa, we've got several countries in Africa. I think of Nigeria, immediately the northern part of Nigeria, but also in Ethiopia, also in the northern part of Mozambique. There is some horrible persecution happening in northern Mozambique by Islamist groups that have pledged allegiance to ISIS. They are singling out pastors. They are literally in some villages going door to door to find who are the Christians, who are the people that go to church. And so there are lots of places in the world, but I think those are some that would be high on the list.
Wow. So amazing. And we hop in our cars every Sunday morning and go to church and don't even realize how very blessed we are to be able to do that. And what's your website where folks, and I know you guys have lots of resources and stuff and such, so what would be the best place for them to go to get that information?
Persecution.com. That's the main Voice of the Martyrs website. You can sign up to get our free magazine there. You can register to watch the Sabina film there. You can also connect with me at Voice of the Martyrs Radio and hear whatever the latest episode of VOM Radio is. So persecution.com is the main VOM website.
I know you guys have lots of opportunities there for folks to sign up to, like, send letters to prisoners and such as that, and sign up to pray specifically for the persecuted church on a daily basis. And I appreciate all the resources that you have. People can also obtain a copy of the movie Torture for Christ and the book about Richard Wurmbrand. I can't remember the title of it right now. But
correct. Yeah, there are a whole slew of resources on persecution.com.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Todd, for being with us. I really appreciate it, and we'll definitely be praying for the Chinese Christians as well as persecuted Christians around the world, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's been good to be with you.
Okay, take care.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You take care.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.